Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Continuing on this conference realignment talk. And before we go to the phone lines, I just want to bring up a Twitter thread from David Hale. And David Hale is just outstanding. Works for ESPN, covers the ACC, based out of Charlotte, really wired in. Obviously, this is an unpredictable topic, but I just want to go through a couple things. The bottom line here is, you know, he goes through essentially five outcomes or five potential solutions or results from this latest kind of tiff in college athletics with specific concern for the ACC. The refrain is there's no easy answer. You look at the financials, if you're looking at $10 to $15, $20 million behind per school. Basically, there's five, he goes through five potential directions this could go. One, everyone waits till 2036 to make a move. Two, Notre Dame joins or there's other expansion. Three, ESPN renegotiates. Four, the league is dissolved. Five, schools fight the grant of rights in court. We've been talking about the grant of rights, and it's been widely reported to be ironclad, very difficult to get out of. You could pay the penalty, you can leave, you can go to another league, but you wouldn't be able to get paid because the ACC would own your rights. So, on paper, not a desirable route to go down unless you're able to fight it in court and win somehow. But you signed it. So, we shall see. Crazy things have happened. Option one, everyone waits. Probably not going to be the case with everything going down. I'm summarizing now, paraphrasing. Notre Dame, doesn't sound like Notre Dame wants to join the Atlantic Coast Conference. Doesn't sound like Jack Swarbrick, their AD, was even in Amelia Island for the AD meetings. That's what David Hale's reporting. So it would seem that they're content to either stay independent or join another league. And again, there's contractual obligation to the ACC where there would be a penalty paid if they joined another league, but it's, quite frankly, trivial compared to the earning potential that Notre Dame would bring to any league. The third option would be Notre Dame joining. Number four, the Magnificent Seven dissolves the league. The issue with that is, where do they go? The Big Ten hasn't said if they're going to expand. If they do, Oregon, Washington, who makes sense to fit the Big Ten model? If academics and a well-rounded athletic program really are paramount, it'd be the UVAs, the North Carolinas of the world. Would it be Clemson or Florida State? Perhaps. Again, football drives this thing. But I encourage you to check out this thread on Twitter. Again, David Hale, @David Hale Joint. Really does a great job diving into this. And there's been a lot of pundits, Brett McMurphy included, that have commented specifically on Pitt's place in this. And quite frankly, in summary, a lot of people don't know. But I want to talk about Pitt's position and why I think it's strong. But first, let's go to Gideon on the south side. Gideon, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. I think Pitt's going to be in good shape no matter what for two reasons. First of all, they have a good athletic director. Heather Like has proven to be smart and savvy. She's been so innovative in what she's brought to the university. I have confidence that she'll shepherd Pitt into a good landing spot. The second reason why I think Pitt's in really good shape is we're talking about football. And let's face facts, the money behind football is driving the whole thing. But when you think about the non-revenue sports, I mean, look how good Pitt's been in soccer and women's volleyball over the last couple, 3 years. They're in the conversation for what's it called, the Director's Cup?
Yep.
Who wouldn't want them in their conference? Who would not want a school with a good academic background? You don't really see a lot of scandals in Pitt's athletic department. And they're in the conversation for the Director's Cup. Conferences should be lining up to recruit Pitt to join. That's my thoughts on the matter.
I love it, Gideon. That's a great transition. I appreciate the call. You know, I agree. I think his first point is well taken. You know, there's not an athletic director across the country, and I think next week we'll prove it. Heather Leck's up for Sports Business Journal's Athletic Director of the Year. There'll be a dinner in New York City next Wednesday, I believe, where she will find out if she has been named. But to be in the conversation is... It's an award in and of itself. She has so boldly positioned Pitt as a prominent brand and is invested in that being a sustainable proposition, not just in football or basketball. And that's, you know, we know, as Gideon said, football drives this thing. Pitt's won 20 games in two seasons, won an ACC championship. Again, I mentioned earlier, Pitt's the only school that doesn't have a paw print in orange and white on their logo that's won an ACC championship in a long time. A long time. And it wasn't a fluke. They beat Clemson that year as well. I don't care if Clemson was down or not. I don't care if the league was down or not. Won an ACC championship. Won 9 games last year and probably should have won 11. But... shoulda, coulda, woulda. Six draft picks, 2 years in a row with first round picks. Pat Narduzzi deserves a lot of credit for what he's done with football, but look at what Heather's done, bringing credibility to the entire department. Sports that, and we've talked about this on this show, we've talked to Heather about it, sports that I would have said, just based on being at Pitt, going to school at Pitt, knowing this region, didn't have much of a chance to be successful, not only in the ACC, but nationally, are now among the standard bearers in the ACC. Men's soccer didn't win a conference game in ACC play until Jay Vidovich was hired. Women's soccer, obviously Randy Waldron is another national championship winning coach. Volleyball's become a flag bearer for Pitt Athletics. And they only would seem to keep getting better. Multiple Final Fours. And who knows where that will continue to happen. The thing I also respect about Heather and how she handles this, that she's committed to excellence, and that's obviously, you know, a statement that is said a lot, but she's had to make some tough calls and make changes with coaches that she's hired in sports that maybe you could say, oh, we'll just take a pass on this. No. No, nothing less than excellence. Making changes, it's hard to do. I've just been three coaching searches in the last six weeks. And Pitt, with gymnastics, obviously, women's basketball, and now softball. An expectation that Pitt competes for that Director's Cup top 50, which is not a place that Pitt has ever been. And certainly they've been positioned strongly coming out of the fall and coming out of the winter, going from sixth in the fall standings to 22nd now, firmly in the top 25. We'll see how the spring plays out. But that well-rounded nature of your department is going to be important if there is realignment, not to mention the quality of the school and the strength of the alumni base, fundraising continuing to improve, in a top 30 media market. But it comes down to football, and it comes down to continued performance in football, not only on the field, but in terms of the growth of the brand. You know, Pitt, since the year 2000, in all likelihood, will have produced four Pro Football Hall of Famers before it's all said and done. From that era alone, Darrell Revis, Larry Fitzgerald after that, Aaron Donald after that, and I think LeSean McCoy gets in at some point. Not a whole lot of places can say that. And they'll continue to escalate and catapult themselves up the rankings in terms of the number of Pro Football Hall of Famers. This program is steeped in tradition and history, and has become incredibly relevant nationally. As a brand, they have a style of play. There's continuity. These are things that are important. Pitt could not say that when they entered the ACC in 2011. It had just been a coaching change. There was going to be another one at the end of that season. Couldn't have been told at that time, but it was the Iowa game in 2011 where the news broke. Todd Graham was the coach. That obviously ended unceremoniously. In came Paul Chryst for a few years. Pat Narduzzi's been here ever since. Been in two ACC championship games, won one of them. So Pitt's an attractive brand, and they've produced. And that's the key, is to continue to win. To continue to win and to put yourself out there. Ultimately, I think the ACC is better together. I think there is the collection of schools makes sense. I think there's, while it may not be a financially prudent move in terms of, you know, bringing a windfall of cash, I think there's opportunity for selective expansion. I think there are schools that are entering the Big 12 that would prefer to be in the ACC, or in the Big 12 that would prefer to be in the ACC. I'm not going to name names, but if I had to give two examples, it'd be Cincinnati and West Virginia. I mean, every so often, there comes this time in the calendar, and it's typically May, June, where the world's going to end and Pitt's going to be irrelevant. Look what happened to Cincinnati when conference realignment happened in 2010 through 2012. No seat at the table. They were just in a college football playoff. They're just in a playoff. And they hosted game day. It's about investing in your program, improving your brand, and certainly positioning yourself with allies. And that's what we'll talk about next. The regional component of this thing. Why do Pitt and West Virginia, Cincinnati, dare I say Penn State, Syracuse, need to lock arms? We've seen this kind of happen before. We saw Virginia Tech, Miami, Boston College leave the Big East for the ACC. But there has been a power centralization south of the Mason-Dixon line in college football. The SEC runs the show. But there is a lot of good football being played up north here in the Midwest as well. And it's important for those schools to band together. Pitt is a central piece of that puzzle. Take your calls as well next, 412-928-9370. Panthers Insider rolls on. We're driven by PGT Trucking. You're listening to 93.7 The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.